It's midnight 30. I just got home from work, but you guys want episode 2, so you're going to get an episode 2. Let's go. I'm going to start this podcast with my post-editing note because I just want to get it out of the way. At some points, I do sound tired. It's 3:30 in the morning right now. I just went through editing it all, and I am fucking tired, guys. I'm going to be honest. Also, I apologize if I missed any of the obnoxious like breathing in. The cough kind of came back this week, and it came with a scratchy throat. Like, it was gone, and it came back since last week. So I did my best to eliminate it. And towards the end of the podcast especially, I got a little tired with my editing. So I just sound pretty tired. But, like, I still brought the energy somewhat, and I think I know what I'm talking about. I just sound extremely scattered brain. Thank you for listening. Thank you for bearing with me. Love you guys. End post-editing note. I honestly thought whenever I started a podcast, I would get like 5 listens and this would be a really tough thing for me to put out weekly. But I have received so much overwhelmingly positive reviews from you guys. I mean, technically, I have 2 whole reviews on Spotify, and they're both 5-star. Technically, I am a 5-star podcast right now, and I can't thank you guys enough for listening to this, listening to the rambling of an old man that at the ripe age of 32, you know? But I seriously can't thank you guys enough. Enough of the sappy stuff, though. I wanted to be a little more structured this week. I wanted to be a little more like knowing what I was going to talk about. And I do know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to do my quarterback tier list that I made last week before this past weekend's games, before those games. But I think they hold up pretty well. But like, I know how these rankings kind of go. I watch a lot of football analysts. I watch a lot of YouTube on football people. So it's just going to be one of those things where I'm going to be giving my opinion that you may and probably more realistically will not agree with, and that's okay. It's okay to not agree with me. This is my opinion, and I'm sure I will upset some people. Just remember, it's a little thing. It's a little thing that I want to do for fun, and we're going to have fun with it, damn it. Don't make a big deal over it because your favorite quarterback is not in my elite tier. There's only 2 quarterbacks in my elite tier. And honestly, one of them people will probably question, but like, I want to make one thing clear. Whenever I watch football, I watch it with my eyes. I don't look at stats. I mean, I do when I'm looking at fantasy football, but that's really the only place where stats matter. If you're going to make a case that somebody is bad based off stats, but like you watch their surrounding cast, people do it all the time. They're like, oh, this person sucks because they can't do anything. We'll use Kenny Pickett for an example. Kenny Pickett is hard to read because he has Matt Canada as an offensive coordinator. And he has to run like a run, a jet sweep, and a screen every time he plays on the field. It's just, this is from an eye test. This is from, I literally watch every fucking football team. There's not a football team I don't watch except for in college. I don't really watch college because it's just way too much. There are too many teams and too much happening. I watch college to know who's going to come up eventually, but like that's about it for college. Now I am recording this at like midnight 30, like I said in the intro. So I might seem a little scatterbrained. I just got done with a 10-hour shift. I just got home. And I could have postponed this until Friday because I work again tomorrow, another 10-hour shift, 2 to midnight. And I don't have time in the morning. I have a lot of things I need to do. But I told myself if I postpone it till Friday, I'm going to get a little too loosey-goosey with this thing. And I want to stay somewhat structured. Like, next week, I will probably have writing points because next week, spoilers, I'm going to talk about Shoresy. They just released a new season a couple weeks ago, and I watched it, and I'm going to watch it again. I'm going to watch Shoresy as a whole again before I do that podcast. And there might be a little cameo in the beginning of a voice you may recognize if you listen to similar podcasts of people I may have mentioned last week. I don't know yet for sure, but I'm hoping it happens. I'm going to send him a quote unquote script, but I want him to have the freedom of what he wants to do with it. So I need like three words from him, and one of them's a sigh. So, it's fine. We're going to get it out. We're going to get it out. It's going to be Shoresy next week. Spoilers this week. Quarterback tier list, and I don't see why we should postpone this anymore. I'm using the word postpone a lot. Does it lose its effect after a while? I'm not sure. Anyway, let's get started. I'm going to work my way from the top to the bottom. I know most people work their way from the bottom to the top, but I think as you go down, there's more to talk about. I don't know why people start at the bottom because, like, I feel like those guys are the ones that you can talk about a little bit more. And I'm going to have a graphic up as my episode picture thing so you guys can see I made this tier list on Tier Maker. That's really, there are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players I did not recognize because it's cutouts of their face. And honestly, there are players in the not enough time I don't recognize as well, but it's fine. Everything is fine. We're going to get through this. I mostly just, they're in their college jerseys and I need to do some research. Maybe I'll do some research as the episode goes on. Who knows? Anyway, let's start with the elite tier. We got the elite tier. There are two quarterbacks in my elite tier. You can already guess the one, but the other you might not figure out. The first one, and I'm going to do this the way I set it up, is left to right. It's in order how I would rank these quarterbacks. The first one is Jared Goff. No, I'm kidding. I'm a Lions fan. Jared Goff is probably higher than a lot of you would rank him, but the numbers don't lie. And I know I said don't look at stats, but I do watch Jared Goff every week, and he's a killer. But we'll get to him later. The first one's obviously Patrick Mahomes. Do I need to say more? This dude made Travis Kelce famous enough to date Taylor Swift. I mean, sorry. But like you watch him and he just makes everything out of nothing. And I mean that, everything out of nothing. And he's not having his best statistical season, and that is what I mean. You cannot trust these stats. If you're looking at stats this year, you're going to look at Patrick Mahomes and you're going to be like, yeah, pretty average. But week one, he didn't have Travis Kelce. He's still learning some of these receivers. His receivers aren't the best. Like, I think his best one might be Mecole Hardman, Sky Moore. So it's not a great surrounding cast. I mean, Travis Kelce does work because Travis Kelce proves to be the most reliable person in the offense for Patrick Mahomes. I don't think I need to go any further. Dude's won Super Bowls. He's just a generational talent that I don't know if we'll ever see anybody as talented as him again. My second quarterback in this tier is Joe Burrow. Yeah, that's right. Joe Burrow is the only other quarterback I put in this elite tier. And I know he has had a rough season with the calf injury and just he lost last week against the Texans. But if you watch that game, like, yeah, he had two picks, but like he was a big reason why his team was so close. He was a big reason why his team was in it. Joey Burrow is so cool, calm, and collected in the pocket. And I'm using the term pocket generously because I don't think this guy has ever had a good offensive line. Joe Burrow is just incredible. I mean, going back to his college days, yeah, I watched some Joe Burrow in college. This dude's insane. And he's so fucking cool. Anybody who lights up a cigar after beating somebody in the national championship, yeah, great. I mean, it's a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of players do that, but like none of them look like Joe Burrow doing it. The dude's just badass. And he's badass on the field. It's so cool, calm, collected, so fucking accurate. And he's the only person making the elite tier alongside Patrick Mahomes for me this year so far. Up next, we have what I'm calling the top tier. I know that's going to be a little confusing because elite is above top, but top tier is like somebody you would consider top tier. Now, I know a lot of people listening to this podcast in my early days are from Pittsburgh, so they might be a little upset with me, but my next quarterback on the ranking list is Lamar Jackson. Oh, but he's a running back. Yeah, well, I wish I had a running back that threw like that, that had that speed. Lamar Jackson is so close, I almost put him in the elite tier. I just need him to do it a little more consistently and maybe in the playoffs. But it would not surprise me at all if the Ravens were the Super Bowl team this year from the AFC. And let me tell you, I would not mind if the Lions met them there. I know it's probably not going to happen. I do think the Lions win a playoff game this year. I do think it's in the wild card. I do think it's against the Cowboys. We'll get to Dak later, and I'm sure a lot of people who like the Cowboys will not like my placement of him. But we're talking about Lamar Jackson. This dude is special. He's fast. He is good in the pocket. He's excellent outside the pocket. Like, he hasn't had receivers yet, really. He's running with a rookie, a guy who's always hurt. Mark Andrews, like Patrick Mahomes, he has this reliable tight end. And a washed-up Odell Beckham Jr. It's crazy what he's doing this year with those guys. And I know he lost to Pittsburgh, but, like, he didn't lose to Pittsburgh. His team lost to Pittsburgh. There were so many drops. Lamar Jackson, special player. Up next, we have the guy who leads the league in turnovers. And honestly, after watching the game this weekend, I should drop him a few spots. We're not going to count it on one game. I do think Josh Allen is a special player. He has a rocket launcher. An absolute rocket launcher for an arm. And the NFL defenses right now run kind of a Vic Fangio style defense. It's where they drop back in zone and they try to force you to dink and dunk on them. And a lot of players have adjusted to that, and Josh Allen hasn't. And I think that's why I'm considering lowering him, because he's proven this season, he's proven over the past however long he's been in the league where he's leading in turnovers, that he can't really adjust to it. He wants to throw the ball deep every single play. But here's the thing. As the Buffalo Bills, you're going to live by Josh Allen, you're going to die by Josh Allen. It would be incredible to see if he could get a run game to help balance things out, because right now I think a lot of defenses are sitting back and they just understand this man is going to launch it, and that's hurting him right now. It would be great if he could learn to dink and dunk a little. He has one of the best route runners in the game who allegedly wants out, and Stephon Diggs, according to his brother, he wants out. I don't know. We'll see as the season progresses. The Bills currently not in the playoffs, not looking hot. I think they have a 5-5 record or something. It's pretty even. It's a rough season for them. I actually, at the beginning of the season, did not think they would make playoffs this year due to Dolphins and Jets. But the Jets aren't looking hot either. And it's just, it's kind of a mess of a AFC East up there. You know, it's rough. I do want to say real quick before we go into the next guy that I am going to like do minimum editing in this, but I do have the cough again, so I will be going back and editing. The cough was gone at the beginning of the week, and it's kind of back. I think it might have something to do with work, but we're going to just kind of, this is going to be pretty free-flowing, so if it sounds kind of off, it's because I'm editing at weird points to get my cough out. And this time, there should be no vibrations in the background. I already silenced my phone. It's in my pocket. It's not staying beside the mic. So we are already looking at improvements. We are looking to make this podcast top tier or maybe even elite, if you know what I'm saying. Up next, we have Jalen Hurts. I mean, what can I say? 8-1, best team in the league right now. This dude's starting record is insane. I think he's lost like 2, maybe 3 games in the regular season. Jalen Hurts is crazy. He is calm in the pocket. He takes off when he has to. I know he has pretty great weapons. I don't think I need to say much about the man who does the brotherly shove, or as I prefer to call it, the tush push. But he's a special player, and he makes a lot happen. And it would not surprise me again to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Yes, I am from Pittsburgh, and I say Eagles. I hope the Lions are able to say something about that. It would be cool. I would not be at all surprised if we just have a Super Bowl rematch. Up next is a man who has very little help. I think his coach is ruining his career. He had a healthy cast for the first time all season, minus Mike Williams, and he put up a hell of a ton of yards. He put up a hell of a ton of points, and he lost to my Detroit Lions. That's Justin Herbert. There's a crazy stat that just got released a couple days ago that Justin Herbert, in his 59 career starts, including playoffs, he has scored 1,502 points, and his defense has allowed 1,502 points. I don't think he's the problem. A lot of people are saying that we are hyping him up. He's a internet darling because of his arm. It's not his fault that his defense gives up so many points. He has to keep up all the time. It's just unfair. Free Herbert. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this next one. It's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he got hurt in like the first drive of the season, but and he has one Super Bowl ring. Ah, he's such a disappointment. Go just watch Aaron Rodgers. Watch any of his highlights. Watch any of his games. The dude's insane. He's got one of the most talented arms ever. I can only imagine if he was on the Patriots all those years, because he would probably have a Super Bowl every single fucking year. He never has a surrounding cast. I was so excited for him to be in the Jets offense this year. And, I mean, I don't know if it's going to change much, because whenever we talk about Zach Wilson later, I'll talk about how the Jets offense has really kind of let him down. And I don't know if Aaron Rodgers would change that, but I like to think that he would, because Aaron Rodgers is just insane. Up next, we do have Jared Goff. Jared Goff does end my top tier category. Jared Goff has been remembered. He was the number one overall pick. He's been to the Super Bowl. He did lose. Sean McVay gave up on him. He came to the Lions. Looked awful for a while. Look over the past 16 games. Jared Goff is a killer. Jared Goff is the most California cool guy in the world. He's calm back there. He's shown personality this year, and he just plays. He just executes plays so well. Never turns the ball over. So accurate. And like, he trusts his receivers. You see a lot of players not trusting their receivers. He trusts his. Jared Goff is just so underrated. I can't stress that enough. I know I'm a Lions fan, and I'm going to sound like I'm just a homer right now. This dude's insane. And he would have more stats, but he has an excellent running game to fall back on. So he doesn't need to do more than he has to. And that's saying a lot, because a lot of people try to do more than they have to, and then they mess up. Jared Goff just doesn't mess up. He is a mistake-free quarterback, and don't be surprised if I rank him up eventually, and I will die on that hill. I will absolutely die on that hill. We are 8 quarterbacks in. We're moving on to the next tier, which is the above-average tier, starting with Trevor Lawrence. Another one where it's like, oh, but his stats are horrible. He has got to be the most unlucky man on earth, because the amount of times his receivers either drop the ball or they're like, oh, it's just out of my reach, where like another receiver or another team would put in that extra effort to drop it. He puts the ball where it has to go. And it's just so unfortunate that this generational talent, I go using that word again, can't get help on the field. And I do think he's a special player. And it's insane that people just want to point out stats. Watch him play. Watch him play. He makes the right decisions. He makes the right moves. And I'm not going to spend too much time, because we are already 18 minutes into this. And I need to speed things up. And I said I have more to talk about more players later. Great. Tua Tagovailoa. I'm leaving that mess up in there, because his last name is just tricky. Left-handed, I think the only left-handed quarterback starting right now. I'm not a big Tua fan. I'm not going to lie. I think I'm putting him above average. I have to put him above average because of his performance. But the teams that are able to make him go past his second read are able to beat him. The Dolphins haven't beat a team with a winning record in like over 600 days or some shit. And I don't think that's like an accident, if that makes sense. Because like, I've watched Tua since he's came out. And I said whenever he got drafted, like, he's not going to be the best quarterback. He will be average at best. And I think I'm standing by that. He has all the speed to work with. He doesn't need to hit anybody on like anything crazy. He can dump it off and they'll take it to the house. He underthrows Tyreek Hill constantly, but he's so far ahead of whoever he's matched up against that doesn't matter. He can come back and get it and still get the touchdown. Tua. We're just calling him Tua. I'm not editing that mistake either, because fuck that last name. Tagovailoa. he's above average, and he's ranked much higher than I want to place him, but we're here. We're here. He's there. It's fine. Matthew Stafford's next. The previous Lions quarterback, yes, I have him below Jared Goff, and I do think he is incredibly talented. He's another person who has a rocket launcher strapped to his shoulder, but and he's gutsy. He's very gutsy. Trust me, I've seen it all these years. Now, the problem with Matthew Stafford and the problem that has always plagued Matthew Stafford is that he cannot stay healthy. And that's going to be one of those moments that sound janky because I had a coughing fit as I was trying to get that out. But, like, he can't stay healthy. He's constantly beat up. That's why I say he's so gutsy. He turned Cooper Kupp into a very special receiver. Maybe someday I'll talk about receivers, but only, like, the top 20 or something. Because that would take forever. I'm not going to spend too much time on Matthew Stafford. Happy he got his ring after getting traded from Detroit. I think Jared Goff is going to get his ring within the next 5 years. Let's talk about Kyler Murray. Everybody hates Kyler Murray. He has a bad rep, and I don't understand why. Have you watched Kyler Murray play? Yeah, sure. He's a short person running around on the field, and it's fun to watch. It's so fun to watch. I don't understand why people don't like watching Kyler Murray. And he elevates the offense so much. Yeah, he enjoys playing Call of Duty. So what? He is the best quarterback the Cardinals have. I don't think the Cardinals should move away from him. They gave him a massive contract. And I think he can carry the Cardinals to the playoffs. Now, will they ever win a Super Bowl? I don't know. Because they refuse to, like, build the trenches ever. And they refuse to, like, go and get real weapons and build their defense. I mean, I watched their head coach give a motivational speech at the beginning of the season, and I almost fell asleep while he was talking about, like, a fire in the gut or something. I don't know. Kyler Murray's doing his best out there. I think Kyler Murray is a top-tier quarterback, honestly, that I had to put in above average because he's just coming back from injury. And don't be surprised if I do a future quarterback tier list that he's in top-tier and maybe even sneaks into elite someday. Who knows? Kirk Cousins! Kirk Cousins is the next one. And I know the joke is that Kirk Cousins is the most average quarterback on earth, and most people put their average quarterback ranking as Kirk Cousins. He has been playing so much better than average. He is definitely above average. I know Josh Dobbs is rocking out right now, but Josh Dobbs is not Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins would have just decimated every team that Josh Dobbs has, and I think he would make it look maybe even prettier. I don't know. Josh Dobbs is really fun to watch. We'll talk about him a little bit later. It's crazy that Kirk Cousins gets all his guaranteed money, but I do think it's well deserved. I would be kind of shocked if the Vikings did decide to move on from him. I know that's the big talk right now. Any team that gets Kirk Cousins is going to be a very happy team in the future. Finishing out my above average tier list is Brock Purdy. Now, Brock Purdy's interesting because we had those couple weeks where he was, like, concussed and didn't have his top weapons, and he didn't look good. Now, I've watched a lot of Marcus Whitman, that franchise guy, and he says a lot that Brock Purdy is Patrick Mahomes without the cannon, and I kind of agree with that. Whenever you watch Brock Purdy, he extends plays when he has to, he's accurate, he makes good decisions, rarely turns the ball over whenever he is in his structure. He had a rough few weeks, but now he's back, and the 49ers are looking like the best team in the NFL again. That's another team that I don't want to face along with the Eagles. Brock Purdy is just a machine, and he has a machine running behind him, and a machine at wide receiver, and a machine at tight end. That 49ers team is just a well-oiled machine, and Brock Purdy is the captain, the quarterback of that machine. Moving on to my next tier, it is the Kirk Cousins tier. That's right, Kirk Cousins is above the Kirk Cousins tier because I can't help but to make the joke that that's the average tier. It's been there for too long, and starting this off is Dak Prescott. That's right, Dak Prescott is the new Kirk Cousins because Dak Prescott, no matter, like, people love him. I don't understand why. I've watched a lot of Dak Prescott because the Cowboys are always on fucking TV. I've seen him have statistically the best games, and I've come away from those statistical great games where he had like 5 touchdowns, 500 yards, some shit like that, rushing touchdowns included. Let's just go back to this past weekend, for example. He faced the Giants. He had 4 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, 1 pick, like 400-something yards. And I still wasn't impressed. It took them like a quarter to score against the Giants. The Giants this year that look awful. The thing is, yeah, he's got great stats, but he pads them up against bad teams. And whenever he faces a good team, 49ers, Eagles, he falls short. And sure, during the Eagles game, he looked fine, but he also cost them the game. Let me repeat that. He cost them the game because he ran out of bounds before he went across the goal line. Dak Prescott is average. And if you put anybody I listed before him in that Cowboys offense, I promise you they are going to do a lot better than he is. They will have fantastic stats and they will win a lot more games. Dare I say, they might win a Super Bowl because Dak Prescott falls short in big moments. I said it. I said it. I'll be your lightning rod of hate. I don't care. Up next, we have Geno Smith. Geno Smith, great resurgence. I don't have much to say about Geno. The dude is carrying himself well. He looks good. I said that I would have more to say about these quarterbacks, and that's just turning out to be a lie, I guess. Geno, average. I guess it's more the below average ones I have more to say about, maybe. Up next, we have Baker Mayfield, and I think the Browns gave up on him too soon because look at him. Look at him. He's doing everything Tom Brady did last year. That's right. Baker Mayfield is doing everything Tom Brady did last year. The Browns, look at their quarterback situation now. They're just paying a guy a lot of money to always be injured or getting massages. Who knows? I don't have much more to say. Baker Mayfield, he is a gutsy player, and that gutsy attitude where he's not afraid to take chances carries him so much. Up next, we have Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is always underrated. I think he's a good player. I think he is a good player, and I think he could do everything that Dak Prescott does. That's right. Everything. Put him in the Dallas Cowboys offense. I'd love to see it. Gardner Minshew, the man with the best stash on earth. And God, I love Gardner Minshew. Maybe I'll get his jersey someday. Next is Kenny Pickett, and I spoke about him earlier, and I think that's everything I have to say about him. I see him missing a lot of throws, and it's got to be tough whenever Matt Canada is your offensive coordinator. I wish I could evaluate him better. He looked good in Pitt, from what I saw. He got the fake slide banned. He was by far the best, I mean, maybe not by far, but he was definitely the best quarterback in his draft class. Not that it was an impressive draft class of quarterbacks, but I don't know, man. I'd like to see Kenny Pickett do well. I want Matt Canada gone so he has a fair chance. I don't think he's the problem. I know a lot of people say he is the problem of that offense. Here's what I'll say. I told my friend Liz because he always tells me that Jared Goff is Joe Flacco. Even though he's not a Steelers fan, I told him this. I was like, Kenny Pickett is Tim Tebow. He doesn't have the best stats. He is ugly to watch. I don't mean like his face. I mean like his gameplay is just ugly. It's hard to watch. It's truly hard to watch. But in the fourth quarter, he becomes a really good quarterback and he finds ways to win. Kenny Pickett is Tim Tebow. There's your hot take of the podcast. Up next, Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson, looking pretty good. I would have had him like above average in the past whenever he played for the Seahawks. And I'm a Russell Wilson hater. A lot of people know this. He's looked good. He's just a weird dude. In an unfortunate situation on the Broncos because I just don't think the Broncos have things figured out, and I don't think they have had it figured out in a long time. Up next, I have Jimmy G. So fucking handsome. Such a handsome guy. I know he lost his job to Aiden O'Connell, but like he in his defense, like Josh McDaniels wanted him, and Josh McDaniels is who he is, and the rest of the team did not want him for some reason. God, he's so fucking handsome, and it breaks my heart that he got benched. And he deserves better. And I do think that if he went to, say, the Saints where Derek Carr is, he would elevate that offense more. I forgot I did this. I have Jameis Winston in the Kirk Cousins category. Jameis Winston's not. Jameis Winston should be his own category. He is what he is. He's going to take his shots. He's going to make his plays, and it's going to look fun. Yeah, he's the opposite of Kenny Pickett, where he's fun to watch, but like it's still ugly. Like Kenny Pickett, and I think it's more of a Matt Canada problem, is just not fun to watch. Jameis Winston is so fun to watch, and it's because what's he going to do? Is he going to throw 5 touchdowns? Is he going to throw 5 picks? There's no in between. There's absolutely no in between. You get what you get with Jameis Winston. You know what? I'm going to stand by my Kirk Cousins tier with him because fuck it. It's my tier list. I can do what I want. Starting off the below average tier, we have Zach Wilson. Now, Zach Wilson, I said I was going to talk about whenever I was talking about Aaron Rodgers, and I am. He's not the problem. Zala's right. He's not the problem. My God. I've seen so many touchdowns dropped. I've seen so many touchdowns brought back due to penalties. I've seen touchdowns ruined because somebody ran out of bounds too soon. Zach Wilson's not the problem. He's trying. There's quick pressure all the time. He's below... I have him below average. I should have him in the not enough time tier list. I think there's still hope for him. I truly think there's still hope for him. That's all the time I'm going to spend on him, though. I know he kind of lost the locker room, and it's just... I don't know. They aired out their frustrations. They had a players-only meeting. He's still the starter. I don't think Stidham is the answer. I should have him in the backup tier, but I think I have him in the honestly just not sure who this is tier because he's in a Broncos jersey. Stidham's the backup. Stidham's not going to help you win. Now, Stidham is a capable backup, and I've spent way too much time on him. This is Zach Wilson's moment, and he deserves to be the starter while Aaron Rodgers is out. Ryan Tannehill is next. I think that's his face. I don't remember him having such a long neck, but he's Ryan Tannehill in this picture in my heart. So just know that I'm talking about Ryan Tannehill here. Crazy how he went from the Dolphins to the Titans and made them look relevant for a while, and he actually looked good. I would have him in the Kirk Cousins tier, but like I watched him play this year, and he doesn't belong there anymore. I like Ryan Tannehill. I do, but... I do believe his time has passed. I don't think in the future he's going to do what he did before with the Titans. Daniel Jones is next. Danny Dimes. Not much to say about him. He got his big contract. He's in that Giants offense. And like I said earlier about the Giants, he looks lost. The entire Giants organization looks lost, which is weird because I think Brian DeBall is a good coach, and it's just I have no words for whatever the fuck is happening in the Giants organization. I have Derek Carr next, and I don't think he should even be this high. Honestly, I'm not a Derek Carr guy. I don't think Derek Carr is good. Whenever he went to the Saints, I was like, why? You have Jameis, who is better than Carr. You know what? That's why Jameis is in the Kirk Cousins tier, because he is better than Carr. Derek Carr is... I don't even know how to describe him. I mean, the Raiders wanted rid of him. A lot of people say he'd be doing well on the Raiders this year, but we saw him for how many years at the Raiders just not get it done? And he's not really getting it done in the Saints either. That offense is what it is. It's going to look excellent or it's going to look bad. It depends on their game script. I mean, Taysom Hill is their big weapon. Chris Olave sometimes looks good whenever he's not distracted from like speeding and telling the cop that he's on the Saints. Michael Thomas is no longer slant boy, so he's just mid, and it's just I don't know. This below average tier, I don't have a lot of defending to do, I guess. Carson Wentz, we'll see what he looks like on the Rams this weekend. Carson Wentz used to be somebody that I would have probably in the top tier before his back injury, but ever since his back injury, he just hasn't been the same. And injuries change people. I mean, look at RG3. He had like the best rookie season ever, got injured, then now he's a commentator. It's... just like injuries change people. Mac Jones just lost the locker room. He's next on my below average tier. I should drop him down one more. Honestly, he's below average. He's just kind of bad. I would like to see him in a different offense because the Patriots, ever since losing Tom Brady, have just looked lost. I don't know, like, it feels like Bill Belichick's heart just is not in football anymore. Like, it never really did seem in football because he was always like, yeah, on to the next one. Yeah, Tom Brady did good and we won. We're focused on the next one now. I don't have anything to say. On to the next game. And it's just like, I don't know. I would like to see Mac Jones in a different environment just to see. But like, I don't foresee it happening. He's just damaged goods at this point. Is the best way I can put it. He seems like damaged goods. I do have Bailey Zappe in the backup tier, and I don't have much more to say about Bailey Zappe than I do Mac Jones. Mitch Trubisky is also going to go in the below average tier. He could also be considered for the backup tier because I have a lot of backups I would rate above the below average. I don't know why I put it like this. I think backups are better in the below average tier, mostly. Mitch Trubisky has had his shots with the Bears where he went to the playoffs. I can at least say that much. He went to the Bills to sit behind Josh Allen, and then he went to the Steelers where he had his chance to start, and it wasn't the answer. We saw what it was. Kenny Pickett's in now, and whenever Kenny Pickett gets hurt, Mitch Trubisky goes in, and it does not. It's still an ugly game. Steelers football is so ugly. I feel bad for you guys having to watch that. Lions are fun. You guys can join the Lions bandwagon. I know you're 6-3, but like, God, those games are painful to watch. Let's get to the backups. Jacoby Brissett's leading it off. I think Jacoby Brissett might even be a starting caliber quarterback. He looked pretty good in his starting chances. I don't know why he keeps getting made a backup. There are plenty of teams with Clay Tooney and people starting where like, get yourself a Jacoby Brissett and you'll be fine. I have Sam Darnold next, and he is somebody that I was high on coming out of college. I thought he could do well. I thought he could be the answer for the Jets, and then he saw Ghost. And then he went to the Panthers. He looked pretty good. Then he saw Ghost. And now he is a backup on the 49ers, and I just think this is going to be his career at this point. He's just going to be a backup. I would like to see him get a chance with a team that's like the Niners. I don't think he ever has a shot of surpassing Brock Purdy. I would like to see him because he's a gifted player. He's got the arm. He can extend plays. He was the leading rusher at one point like 2 years ago or something. And it's just like Sam Darnold. He saw a ghost one day and then he was never the same person. I mean, I don't believe in ghosts. Oh man, I should probably save that for another podcast, huh? Maybe a ghost podcast sometime. I don't believe in ghosts, but I do imagine if I saw a ghost, I would never be the same either. Up next, Cooper Rush. You know, Dak, he can step in for Dak Prescott and do everything that Dak Prescott does. I said it. Yeah, Cowboy fans just aren't going to like me today. Malik Willis is next. I have him in the backup tier now. He's more of a not enough time tier guy. He hasn't looked good whenever he has gotten chances. And I mean, he's athletically gifted, but like from what I've seen, he would either be a below average or not enough time guy. I'm just going to leave him backups because like, I would rather him back up right now. Malik Willis, this guy, like I'm cool having a backup as, I guess. Maybe not. I'd rather have somebody more capable. I like I said, I made this last week. I made it pretty quick, and it's just like I've been busy, guys. I've been busy. I promise the content will be more thought out in the future, and we will have a plan. Probably. I don't know if I can actually make that promise. My work schedule is very inconsistent. Drew Locke. Drew Locke is the next backup, and I do think he is a good backup to have. I would like to see him in a situation where he has to come into a game. He has a pretty good arm and accuracy issues, basically. I think accuracy can be fixed, but I don't see him getting another chance, to be honest. I just don't. It would be cool to see a lot of these guys who are backups, like a Sam Darnold, like a Drew Locke, get like a chance like Geno Smith did in the future. But it's just so rare. because Geno Smith 5 years ago would be backup tier or below average, and like look at him now, up there in the Kirk Cousins tier, towards the top even. Up next, I almost considered naming this tier the backups tier after this guy. I almost called it the Andy Dalton tier because I think Andy Dalton is just the backup of all backups for any team. He had his moment as a starter, the Red Rifle. But at this point, like, if I have Andy Dalton as a backup, I'm comfortable with my, I mean, obviously I don't want my starter to get hurt, but like, if he does, I'm comfortable with him coming in and like doing what he has to do. I think he's perfectly capable. I think he is like the ideal backup. And I'm at this point of the tier list, I'm not really going in order because he would be up there, like right behind Jacoby Brissett. This was the point where I just kind of start throwing people in. So Andy Dalton, like, just best backup ever, apparently. Tyler Huntley next. Tyler Huntley is Lamar Jackson light, so it makes sense that he is Lamar Jackson's backup. And, like, very light. Does not reach the talent level of Lamar Jackson nearly, and I don't think anybody does. He's just unique. Davis Mills, he's got a long neck, and he had his time to shine last year, and he didn't. Marcus Mariota, Desmond Ridder, Bailey Zappe, and Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater wore the number 50 in the preseason, and I wish he still would as the Lions backup. Not much to say about these guys. I can say a little bit about Desmond Ridder, who lost his job this year. I think he had one game where he looked good. One game. Other than that, he has looked average at best, and he's better suited for scrambling situations, and he's just like, he doesn't make good decisions. He's a backup. He's somebody that, like, if I had on my team as a backup, like, I could live with it. He's teetering more towards below average, if I'm being honest. Next we have honestly just not sure who this is, and I'm not sure who they are, so we aren't going to talk about them. Do you think one of them might be DeVito of the Giants? So I'll talk about him real quick. Although he could also be in my not enough time in like a college uniform that I just don't recognize. And that's where I would put DeVito. Not enough time, and definitely not judging him based off this Giants team. Giants might be worse. Giants are worse to watch than the Steelers. Aiden O'Connell, not enough time to really judge. He has had weeks where he's looked good. He's had weeks where he looks bad. And I think, I don't know. I just don't have enough time to, I haven't seen him enough to really fully scout him out and judge him. Anthony Richardson, I think is going to be a special player someday if he can stay healthy. I said injuries change people when he had shoulder surgery on AC joint, and we'll see if he comes back the same. If he comes back the same, hell yeah, dude. He was fun to watch, real fun, and I'm all for it. Bryce Young, also not enough time. The thing you gotta realize is a lot of rookie quarterbacks come in and they struggle, especially first overall quarterbacks. If you go back and look, a lot of them have losing records. Almost as bad as him. And he's not getting help out there. Like, the routes ran, Adam Thielen is doing his best to help, but, like, the routes ran are so lazy, and that's not, like, a dig at the players, but it's a dig at the coaching, because what the fuck is his name even? I can't remember his name at this point. It's too late. The head coach, he was the head coach for the Colts last year, got fired because his offense looked like what the offense of the Panthers looks like now. And it's fucking gross. And I feel bad for Bryce. I thought he was the best quarterback coming out. Yes, I would have taken him first overall, absolutely. But, like, I thought he would have more help out there. And he doesn't. And it's Frank Wright. It's his fault. It really is. I don't know what they gotta do, if they need to get a new play caller or what, but, like, Bryce Young just needs more help, and I think he'll get there. We'll see, though. He needs more time. Then we have Stenson Bennett IV, I think that's his name. Like, super old guy, played billions of years at Georgia, I believe, if I'm thinking this is who it is. I just said Georgia. He might not be. I need to look this up real quick. Pause. Okay, I'm back. I mean, that's the magic of podcast editing, that you didn't even notice how much time passed. Yeah, I was right. He played for Georgia. It felt like he played there forever. I don't know. He's a backup right now, and I don't think he got playing time. Is he hurt? He might be injured. He went to the Rams. I don't know why he isn't starting for them. They went with somebody else. We'll see in the future what happens with him. Not enough time to scout him because he hasn't been on the field. And then we have Hendon Hooker, who once again not on the field, not enough time, and he honestly hasn't even been activated yet. He had a torn ACL, drafted by the Lions in the third round this past season. Excited to see his future because I am a Lions fan, and obviously I want him to do well. But we'll see where he goes, because Jared Goff, that job is his as long as he wants it. Trey Lance is next. Trey Lance never really got a fair shot as a 49ers starter. He sat behind Jimmy G. He had a small chance at the end of the season whenever Jimmy G got hurt. Then he played a game the last year. He got hurt. Then Brock Purdy did Brock Purdy things. And now he's a backup for the Dallas Cowboys. And I'd like to see him start over Dak too, just to see what we got. Maybe it's better, you know? I don't know. It could be. It could be fun. It could enhance them, maybe. But he came out, he was raw. He was a very raw player. Not a lot of games. And the 49ers took a chance, and they ended up not liking him. So they traded him to the Cowboys. Now he's back up. Not enough time to evaluate, not enough time to judge. And I think someday we will see. I think he is going to get a shot someday. Jordan Love is next. What can I say? Jordan Love at the beginning of the season looked excellent. Jordan Love in the middle of the current season looked bad. And his past three games have graded out to be his best three games yet, despite losing two of them. Jordan Love is another one that's not getting a lot of help out there. I think his team might actually lead the league in drops. And I know they are by far the worst team in yards after catch. He's literally getting no help out there in the past game. And who knows what the problem is? Who knows if they'll stick with him to see if he is the guy next year? Because I know the NFL these days have a short leash for everyone. And it's going to be okay. I think Jordan Love has a shot at being good sometime. If I had to place him someplace, if I had to say he had enough time, he'd be in the Kirk Cousins tier right now. But I'm putting him in the not enough time because, like, he just hasn't had enough of a shot. Then we have Matt Corral. Never really had a shot yet. I'm not going to spend too much time on him. Will Levis. Will Levis is... I think he will be good. I do think he will be good. Just from the few games I've watched of him. He stands tall in the pocket. I know he was said to have accuracy issues coming out of college, but he was like instantly pressured. And I do think like his bad offensive line in college helped him be more NFL ready. And I'm excited to see what he can do because he has what seems like a cannon for an arm. He's not afraid to rip it. He's not afraid to give his best receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, a chance. Like any play. The only knock I really have on him, and I mean, this might not even be his fault, this might be like a coaching decision, is that on third and short, he will take way too many shot plays. He's just like, yeah, fuck it, one-on-one, let's go. Let's give him a shot. And I mean, great. Great on first and second down, but on third down, like third and four, get that first down. Go underneath. Don't be afraid to go underneath. He is way too comfortable going deep, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just like, I think he'll learn. I think he'll learn to take the underneath, get that first down, and live to see another day, and take your shot on the next play, maybe. But we'll get there with him. We'll see what he is going to be about. Not enough time. The hero of the Texans is next, CJ Stroud. He's just playing incredibly. He's not only looking like Rookie of the Year, but he's looking like MVP material. And I know I had Bryce Young ahead of him in the draft process, but like, blowing my mind away. And I do believe, like I said, I made this a week ago, I would move him up to above average. Definitely at least above average. But I made it a week ago, and I said we need more time. I don't think we need more time. This kid is going places. Then we have Sam Howe. And Sam Howe, I have... I made this last week, okay? I have not enough time on Sam Howe. But I would put Sam Howe right now in the Kirk Cousins tier. And I mean, like, towards the top of the Kirk Cousins tier. He leads the league in passing yards right now. And he has actually looked really good. Hell, he might get in the above average tier sometime. Next time I do this, he might get in the above average tier. I don't know. But, like, Sam Howe, he's taken way too many sacks. Like, he doesn't get rid of the ball when he has to. But, like, that's my only knock on him. He can extend plays. He tries to extend plays too much. That's why he gets sacked so much. But, like, leading the league in passing yards right now, he's looked pretty good. And I think he does have a future. I think the Commanders got something with him. And I realized as I was going along, as I, like, stopped to look up whoever that guy is, number seven on whatever team that is, that I haven't talked about Josh Dobbs because I don't think he's on here. And that's a tier maker thing. I've just put who tier maker had available for me. Josh Dobbs for me is a backup, and I know the way he's played the past couple weeks, that's probably not what people want to hear, but, like, how cool would it be to have Josh Dobbs as your backup? Like, let's be real. I'm sure, like, yeah, he's balling out right now, but I think that's something we saw with the Cardinals at the beginning of the year. He balled out for the first couple games, and then he kind of fell off and just did not look good, and I kind of expect that to happen again. Like, I don't think he's going to be a consistent player, and I mean, it's a shame. The dude is speed running Ryan Fitzpatrick's career. He has been on so many teams. I think he's been on 5 teams since week 16 of last year, which is just crazy to think about. And I mean, the Pastrnak is fine. Maybe he has a future starter, maybe. I just think he's still backup until I see the consistency. And that's where he is right now. So this last tier is partially a joke, partially. And it's because, like, I will tell you right now, there's a quarterback we haven't talked about. And I'm sure people are like, yeah, where the hell is he? And it's because, this is the joke part of my tier. This is the joke part. I call it the trash / not worth my time. And I have Justin Fields there. But it's because he's a Bear and I'm a Lions fan. So, yeah. Now, Justin Fields, if I had to place him outside of a joke tier, and I mean, I'm sure there are going to be some people who, like, don't know me, will see this tier list. They're going to see Justin Fields down there and trash / not worth my time. And they're like, yeah, this isn't worth my time. And that's fine. That's your opinion. Justin Fields is below average. I mean, he's a fast boy. He can extend plays, and he's special at extending plays. But he doesn't really read the defense well, and there's plenty of examples of this. He's not a great passer. Maybe he can develop someday, but not on the Bears. Not on the Bears. And it's not even just me being a Lions fan, like, hoping that doesn't happen. Like, God, it's just uninspired play calling. It's not great. He is currently in a quote-unquote quarterback controversy with something called Tyler Badgett, who's, like, past 10 games consist of, like, IUP and Slippery Rock. So, you know, he was a D3 player. Apparently, he has a legitimate shot from what I've read on the Twitter that never lied to me of taking Justin Fields' job. So, like, yeah, I'm putting Fields below average and, like, not even towards the top, maybe right above Derek Carr, behind Danny Dimes. I just, like, he's fast. He is fun to watch. I'll give him that. Whenever he, like, makes plays, he's fun to watch. But a majority of the time, he is just holding onto the ball. And, like, that's a big problem. Like, he wants to extend plays, but, like, he can't read a defense, apparently. I don't know. And the 2 games he did well this year against the Broncos and whatever the other fucking shitty team was, maybe the Cardinals, I don't know. I honestly don't remember. I know I'm saying I don't know a lot because it's 1:40 in the morning and this podcast is an hour long now, but it's just like, I don't think he's gonna be good. I don't think he's gonna develop as a passer. I mean, maybe someday, and this would be fun. This would be very fun if we turn Justin Fields into like a better Taysom Hill. I think he has the potential to be a better Taysom Hill, where he's like a tight end slash quarterback slash Swiss Army knife, where like he comes in to catch the defense off guard. And I think Justin Fields could do that very well. Will he ever be an all-time starter for me? I don't think. But I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say he still has potential because he's so young, and maybe somebody can develop him. And maybe he has like a late career surgeons like Geno Smith, but I don't know. Then last trash not worth my time is Deshaun Watson, and what? That's it. That's all I'm saying about him. Not worth my time. Like, for real. Don't like him. Don't think the Browns made a good decision. I said everything I have to say about him whenever I was talking about Baker Mayfield. Yeah, not worth it. So that was my tier list. And we are just under an hour. We are finished. We did it. I have to go back and listen to this for an hour before I can go to bed. It's going to be 3 a.m. whenever I get to bed. But we're publishing this before. And I don't know why I'm telling you this, because like none of this matters to you. But if you enjoyed, please do leave a rating or a like, whatever it is you do. I do have this out on all platforms, I do believe, if my publishing site is not lying to me. If you cannot find it, if you have a friend that you recommend this to and they can't find it on their preferred podcasting platform, like, please let me know. I will do my best to get it there. I want this to be something fun for you and me and everyone. It'd be great if I can grow. I've already had way more people listen. I mean, like, I haven't had like this astronomical number or anything, but like, I've had way more people listen than I thought. I've had people randomly come up to me like, yeah, dude, the podcast is good, that I didn't think would listen. And it's just like, it blows me away. It really blows me away. I could not wait to record this. And like I said, I thought about postponing it to Friday, but like, no, I want to be consistent. I want to be on Thursdays. I want to release on Thursdays. And as long as I can do that, I will. Thanksgiving might pose some problems, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. We can call that a holiday. Holidays might be different. We'll find out. Once again, thank you. Thank you so much, especially if you made it this far. We're an hour in, and I didn't think this episode was going to be that long. I thought I had another half hour, quick one to bang out, but here we are. You know what comes next. Actually, real quick, my game plan. Real quick, I promise. Next week, we're going to talk about Shorsey because it was requested. That's right. You can request to have me talk about a topic, and I'll probably do it as long as it's within my capability. Probably won't do politics, but I'm pretty open to like everything else, like gaming, TV shows. I'll watch movies, but I would recommend you just go listen to Overrated for movies. But like, I will take requests, absolutely. Next week we're doing Shorsey, request of Erica. Thank you, Erica. But that's next week. Next week we are going to do Shorsey. Then I've told people I want to do the first 3 episodes alone so I can get used to this like recording and editing thing. And then I'm open to guests. So week 4 on, I'm open to guests. If you or somebody you know wants to be on the podcast, if you have something to talk about, like I'm going to do a crossover with Overrated for sure. I'll probably have the Clinically Average podcast on here with Rick and Wolfie. And I know the old cross country teammates might be interested. I know Robbie is for sure. I still need to talk to a couple other people. But like, if you're interested in being on, you have something you want to talk about, and I think it's going to be good podcast material, you think it's going to be good podcast material, let's do it. Week 4 on. I'll reiterate this next week. I will be having guests if they want to be on. I know Evan wants to be on. He wants to talk about cigars and whiskey and stuff like that. That'll be a fun one. So yeah, we're going to have fun with this. And if I continue to grow, that's great. If not, this has been a lot of fun for me. I really enjoy podcasting. I went to college to be on radio to talk about sports, but I just at this point, like I said, I don't want to limit sports. Like, a lot of people are like, why don't you just find a niche? Like, just do football. Okay, after the football season, like after the Super Bowl, before free agency, what the fuck do you want me to talk about? Team needs? I mean, I'm sure I'll have a podcast on team needs, but like, that's one podcast. Maybe two if I want to split it up so I'm not doing like this hour long fucking thing again at 2 in the morning. Yeah, no, listen. We're going to be able to talk about anything except probably politics. There might be a politic joke once in a while, but like, yeah, I don't want to talk about politics. It pisses me off. I've had a lot of people tell me they enjoy the energy. I'm sorry if the energy has been down tonight, but I'm trying my best. I do live in an apartment, so I'm not trying to be like too loud because I want to respect the person below me. But I've had a lot of fun. This has been a lot of fun to talk about, and I'm sorry if I sound tired. Like I said, I put in a 10-hour shift, and then I came home, and I did this so I could get it out on Thursday. So, hey, once again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for all the positive feedback. Thank you for all the listens. And, like, just thank you. Hit the fucking music.
Yeah.